From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama. So why us?
All right, Deepa's here. We got more DMs to get through.
Yes. Marcella wants to know why Roz and Mocha don't follow Damn It Maury on Instagram.
I think because it started out as a joke when Maury first joined Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that it bothers him that mm-hmm. we don't follow him.
Oh.
So we've just kept the joke going for 10 plus years.
So the way that this all started, just to give people the absolute basis of who you follow and who we don't follow, this all started because it frustrated people so much years ago, frustrated the audience that Mocha and I were not friends on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we still aren't.
No, it drove people bonkers.
Kept them up at night?
Yeah, like we would get more calls about why we aren't friends on Facebook than we did. Like it was crazy when this started. And so that kind of thing just naturally happened. And then when Facebook really exploded, Maury was one of those obsessive about social media, right? That was his thing. He loved it, all this other stuff. And then Maury became obsessive about followers. He would download apps to track on who followed him and who didn't follow him. And then what happened is Mocha at the end of shows, right, always used to say, hey, follow us on social media. He would give out my handle. He would give out his own handle. And then he would say, and also don't forget to unfollow. And he would give out Maury's handle. And Maury would just sit there and watch his numbers go down.
No.
Right? So Maury was always super hyper aware of who was following him, who was not following him. And the reason why I don't follow Maury is just because I know it hurts more.
Oh.
Right? But I don't mean that in an actual hurtful way. I mean that because it frustrates him.
Yeah.
Right? It frustrates him because I'm somehow missing out on his life in some weird way. But what people need to understand is that if there's a chance, even if you do follow Maury, if there's a chance that he feels like you've missed something, whatever Maury posts on social media, I get sent to me by Maury in my email, in text, and in DMs. So I don't want to see Maury's content twice,
yeah,
is what I'm saying, right? I'm happy with him sending things to me via DM.
Yeah. Like, I just don't follow him because I know it bothers him.
Yeah, okay, it bothers
fair.
Him.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, my shrink just retired, so like, guys, I have no one to talk to.
Does he follow you or no?
No, he doesn't have social media, but like now I...
No, he does because I follow him.
Oh!
I'm joking. See, it's the little things that hurt the most.
If you want to unfollow Damn It Maury, it's at Damn It Maury on Instagram, on Twitter. Just hit unfollow. His phone's going to go crazy for the next few hours with notifications of all these people who have stopped following him.
Yeah.
And
one of our bosses stopped following Maury and he confronted her on it.
I know. Our big boss.
What? She said, oh, I went through a whole cleanse, but I'm like, but you only unfollowed me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. No.
You know, conversation with a boss?
Yeah, yeah. No, and you know what the best part is? I think, didn't she give you a book on, it was something,
yes.
She gave Damn It Maury a book on like,
how to
not be so obsessive with social media.
Oh,
yes.
My
like,
yes.
Basically,
goodness.
How to cleanse your life type
right.
of thing.
Yes, that's right. Because she unfollowed Maury. Maury found out that she unfollowed and then he confronted her about it.
Yeah.
And then she said, listen, I was just doing like a general cleanse, cleaning up a purge. But then when you looked at the numbers, Maury was like, but I'm thinking that I was the only one she purged.
Yeah.
And then she gave him a book on how to emotionally manage social media when you're in your mid 40s.
Yeah, read this, loser.
Have a nice life. I'm done with you.
Anyway, so if you want to unfollow, it's at Dammit Maury.
D-A-M-N-I-T M-A-U-R-I-E.
Oh, you know what else drives him nuts? So sad. If you do follow him and you choose to stay, you know, following him and you've gone through and you've liked a bunch of photos, go ahead and unlike those photos and he'll see that those numbers for those posts have gone down.
Yes, yes, true. All good recommendations.
All right. What else we got?
Steaming. Okay. Comment comes from Andre. I've been trying to call in forever. I always wanted to say that Roz is my favorite.
Thank you, Andre.
Because he's a savage and he loves to roast people. But most of all, doesn't he look like Rick from Rick and Morty? You can even make a case that Maury looks like Morty. What?
What is Rick and Morty?
Rick and Morty. Okay,
you guys don't know Rick and Morty?
No.
Do you know Deepa?
I know it, yeah.
Who's Rick? Who plays him?
Hold on. No, it's a
it's a cartoon.
Oh.
Animated show.
Oh, I don't know.
Dude, that's what you look like?
Shit, like a cartoon, like a cartoon Doc Brown from Back in the Future.
Don't write in and then like no. That's mean.
Oh. Nah, that's mean. Not an insult. I don't know why.
Wow.
That's mean. And Deepa, for you to read that question, knowing what Rick from Rick and Morty looked like, was also mean.
What you find flattering or non-flattering.
You think that there's a chance that somebody would find that flattering?
Potentially. You never know.
Find us in the DMs. Rick has his own DMs. I have my own. Hit up Deepa, and we'll do this again.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
What do we got in the DMs today, Deepa?
Oh, DM number one.
Oh, no.
So this comes from Mark. Mark says, I slept with my girlfriend's best friend last night, and I feel really bad about it. What do I do?
You should feel really bad about it. You're not doing anything unusual. You're supposed to feel terrible when you sleep with your girlfriend's best friend.
Oh, my.
How did this happen is what I want to know.
Oh, it happens.
But, like, how do you get to that point of being like, this is a great idea. It's going to be great for one night. And then after, obviously, this guy is really sad.
Gosh, you think people thought that through? God, how many nights is this going to be good for? It should be good for
I have so many questions about the situation. Like, if it was, like, something building up between the two of them for a while, or if it was, like, a night where they were all out together, they got drunk, and I guess they're maybe attracted to one another, and things progress that way.
Yeah, well, obviously, they're attracted to one another. I would hope that they were attracted to one another. That's a lot to lose if you're not attracted to the person.
But
what do you do in a situation like that?
And it's your girlfriend's best friend too.
Yeah. Yes.
So not only are you ruining your relationship with your girlfriend, but you're ruining the relationship she has with her friend.
Right. She's gonna find out one way or another.
Absolutely.
Well, he left his name, so she's probably gonna find out now. Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't say anonymous.
I know the one person who could have said anonymous. I know. Mark.
Mark. I'll say this. Okay. Your girlfriend's gonna find out. Now the question then becomes is whether she finds out from you or whether she finds out from her best friend.
I say it needs to come from Mark.
It has to come from him.
But it doesn't necessarily going to work out that way. I'm not saying that you have to sit there and negotiate with the best friend on which one's going to tell her, because she may just independently go and do that herself. Mm-hmm. Right? She's going to find out.
Yes.
Right? She's going to find out. It just depends on how you want her to find out. If you want to be a coward and just take your lumps when it happens, wait for the best friend to tell her. Maybe she won't. I don't know. People are awful. But I'm so weird with relationships now, because they just don't mean as much to people as I think they do. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, it's like, I don't know. Like, how long were they together for? Mm-hmm. Were they boyfriend, girlfriend for a month and then he slept with her best friend? Like, mm-hmm. who knows? Yeah. Right? Who knows? I don't know any of this stuff.
The truth will come out, though, Mark.
It's going to come
Absolutely,
out.
Absolutely, the truth will come out.
You can't sleep with your girl's best friend and take it to the grave. Yeah. It will eventually come
you're
out.
You're going to get your ass beat.
Yeah.
Like, the relationship's over. Clearly, like after this, there's no.
Well, I don't know. Like, we don't know the history that Mark has with this girl.
Can you get over that?
Right?
Can you move on from you slept with my best friend?
I don't think anybody could. Like,
I don't think you should.
That's such a weird situation.
Like, who knows? Who knows? I don't know.
Right.
Is this the first time he's cheated? Has she ever cheated before?
Oh, gosh.
Right? Like, we don't know.
Yeah.
All I know is that you're probably going to get ass beat.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all good. Yeah. You can't, you're not going to keep this secret at all.
You got to fess up.
Yeah. Does your best friend Deepa get along with your fiance?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really
cool.
Well.
Good. Awesome.
Okay, no, but I do have a side story.
Did you sleep with your fiance's best friend?
No.
Oh
my God, no. So my fiance came over to my parents' house. We were about to go wedding clothes shopping, right? And my mom had lent me some clothes over the weekend. So my fiance was like, oh, I think your bag of clothes is in our trunk. So I went over to the trunk and I looked at this bag of clothes and I was like, wait, these aren't my clothes. These are my mom's clothes. What's happening here? So he comes up to the car and I was like, I'm sorry, whose clothes are these? He's like, isn't it yours? And I'm like going through shirt by shirt. I'm like, nah, dude, I don't own any of these clothes.
So hold on here. Hold on here. So, were you pissed at him because you thought that he was sleeping with your mother?
No,
or were you pissed at him because he thought that you dressed like your mother?
No. I thought none of those things. I thought that it was somebody else's clothes in the trunk. And then I started to feel bad because I'm like, he is such a good guy. There's no way that this would ever happen. Somebody must have like opened our trunk and put their clothes in there. So we are driving to our wedding outfit appointment together on the highway in complete silence because all these scenarios are running in my head. And I'm like,
So wait a second. So you didn't know they were your mother's?
No,
at
they're
that
not.
Time.
There was. They're not my mom's clothes. They weren't my clothes. They were somebody else's clothes in the trunk. And then, like 20 minutes after complete silence on this awkward car ride, he's like, "Oh, my cousin sent clothes for you, like last week, and I put it in the trunk." So he's like, "Just text her to make sure that's exactly what happened." So I texted her, and lo and behold, it was his cousin's clothes that she gave for me. And I was like, "Okay."
You ever met this cousin?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know what I mean? Sometimes a cousin is the fiance's second phone.
No.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you wind up in that situation.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we got time for one more, Deepa.
Okay, this one comes from Sam. Hey there, my name is Samia, and I absolutely love the Roz and Mocha Show. I've listened to all of the podcast episodes. What grinds my gears, though, is the way that Roz says roti. You say it roadie. And Maury says balcony. Balcony.
No, he says balcony. With an E.
I can't read.
E. Balcony.
Balcony.
Yeah.
Please stop. Love you guys.
Yeah. Okay. No. I'm going to say stuff the way I want to say stuff. Right?
But
come
you
on.
Know it's a T.
No, but it's roadie, right?
No, it's roti.
Yeah, whatever. What? It's the same thing. I love it. I love them. They're delicious.
They are.
Right? Yeah. Roti.
Yes, there you go.
Perfect. You just said
Okay, but can I tell you why I don't like it when the way other people say it?
Why?
I don't like when people put the emphasis on the T and not the ro.
What do
I don't
you
like
mean?
When somebody says
roti?
No, I don't like when somebody says roti.
Roti.
I say roti.
Like I've never heard
you say roti.
No, I say roti.
Yeah, you put the emphasis on the E.
Really? Was roti. It? I heard the T-I, the emphasis.
Yeah. How do you say it?
Roti.
Shem.
It's roti.
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 Yeah. Yeah, but you put too much emphasis on the end.
Mocha, it's all your fault. You confused the heck out of Roz.
Anyway, we all love roti, right?
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
DM time, Roz. Deepa is here.
Deepa, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay. Oh, you sound worried.
No, not at all.
Okay.
I'm never worried.
A slight tremble in Roz's voice today. The first one comes from Casper. Do you guys know how many people have said they like Mocha or Roz more? Is there a tally on who's winning? P.S. I think Roz is great, but Mocha is greater, obviously.
Hold on here.
People have tried to tally, but it's so difficult. Mocha.
Wait, you have a book?
I don't ever want to know because I don't want it to ever end. Right? Like I'm fine with it being just a daily winner.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like I'm fine with it not being the grand total. I'm fine with because some days I feel that I have better days and some days I feel that Mocha has better days. I just think that it should be performance-based based on that particular moment. That's why I get so pissed off when I really give a good effort to the person on the phone and then they don't pick me.
Like, for anybody, like, you guys can't see this, but Mocha literally has a book and he's rustling through the pages.
I don't know what he's doing.
I think, for me...
Wait, have you tallied every single time
I
somebody
think I'm
has?
Like in the thousands. Roz is like maybe double digits. That's facts.
That's what you got from all that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got the book to prove it.
Yeah. You're in the thousands. I'm maybe double digits. So I might have like nine.
Double digits.
He said maybe double digits.
Maybe nine.
Maybe nine. Double digits.
Yeah.
So like maybe.
Maybe nine.
Yeah, or 10?
Yeah. Potentially.
Okay, stupid. Next question.
And you can add Casper to your tally because Casper said that you are his favorite. So
still
there
you go. Thousands.
Right. No.
There's a good reason for you to be nervous today. Okay, this comes from Anonymous, and this person says, I'm sure many ladies were wondering if Shem was single. I brought someone to Canada, too, and it didn't work out. Anyone been hitting him up?
That's right, because Shem imported his bride, right?
Yeah.
I ordered her, jeez. Yeah. I did it for the record. Yeah. For the record, I did. Yeah.
So when they say that they brought somebody from
Canada, it didn't work out. Anyone been hitting him up on social media? Now that it's public knowledge that you are a single man.
I wonder if this person wants to know whether or not people have been hitting you up because they want to hit you up. Slide into the DMs.
Ooh.
Are you receptive to that at all? Do you find that that's a convenient way or do you find that it's sort of too much work?
I'm skeptical. Yeah. just by my regular nature, because listen, when I get involved in, you know, the texting game, I can send some not suitable for work text messages every now and then to people.
How long does that take though? Like, how long do you have to know? So like if it's somebody you've never met and they start flirting with you through DMs, like how far does it have to go before you start being flirty as well? Like when do you realize that you're not being trolled, or maybe you're not being catfished, or maybe you're not any of those things?
So I like to play hard to get sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I won't
initiate conversation, right? So if they're constantly initiating conversation,
listen to Shem. If they are constantly initiating conversation.
But I'm very skeptical of that. I say to myself, like, no, wait a minute. You're trying to get a reaction out of me. You're trying to get something out of me. You know, so
I'm just gonna show it to my friends and like all this other stuff,
I don't need all that. I get paranoid. I get a little scared. But don't get me wrong, if you want to slide into the DMs, it's at Shem at @SHEM.
You were telling me about one that was really weird. This was like weeks and weeks ago. Something about your teeth.
Oh man, one of the weirdest compliments I ever get is nice
of snitching.
He just told 5 minutes of stories.
Sorry.
He just told 5 minutes of stories, and Deep is like, tell the one that you deliberately chose not to tell. So anyway, Shem.
Yeah. Anyway, Shem, that's embarrassing. Yeah,
have at it.
Thanks, Deepa.
It's too good.
It's weird. Somebody said they wanted to lick my teeth.
Yeah, that's a good move. That's my move.
Your teeth are so straight and so white. Yeah, people comment on how white your teeth are.
But that's
all the time.
So weird. Oh,
you never done that move though?
Wait, I'm sorry.
I told you I used to make out, and I sometimes, even now, I still do it with Catherine. I will take my tongue and I'll run it between the inside of their lip and their teeth.
Lord
It tickles.
Wait, what?
Does it sound normal?
It
like,
doesn't
are you...
sound normal to me. No, whatsoever.
You should try that with towel when you go home.
No,
today.
I'm good. I'm all right. Yeah. We don't need to get into that.
But don't put any context behind it though.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
just start like as a normal makeout session, and then
we're waiting till marriage
to kiss.
Yeah, of course. September 4th. We're almost there.
Hold on here. Are you serious? You kiss.
I will not comment any further on this.
She's like, my parents are listening.
Oh, but Shem, spill everything.
Gonna get out, bro.
Tell us more.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hit us up in the DMs. Our DMs are wide open. Deepa gets them, and we'll do this again tomorrow.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
DMs have been blowing up. Super busy, Roz.
Super busy. Deepa, hello and welcome back. What do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, first one comes from Anna. And Anna says, hi guys, I love listening to you. I'm on the night shift usually. Hello from Scotland.
Scotland. Yeah, I love that.
Working nights. It's a tough gig, man, working nights.
It really is, yeah.
You give up so much of your life when you work nights. Like you have to, you make the decision that you are going to live a very abnormal life to the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. Like it's a wild thing working nights. Mm-hmm.
But don't you guys technically almost work nights? Or like you start in the middle of the morning essentially. So is that not somewhat similar?
Mocha leaves the house in the middle of the night. 5 o'clock is early morning.
Yeah.
Right? Between 3 and 4, that's still a night. And there's a big difference between waking up early morning and waking up in the middle of the night to go to work.
It is tough.
It is tough. And you do sacrifice, you know, a part of that normal kind of life, mm-hmm. right, that a lot of people have. But I will say this, when you do sort of flip it that way, the one bonus of working these hours where you wake up in the middle of the night and then you go to work is if you do have a day where you can live a life after the show, times when it is like around the holidays and you have to do Christmas shopping or you have to go to the bank or you have to go to the grocery store, mm-hmm. you fly through everything. Like you are suddenly living in a world where you're almost living between the other people,
yeah.
right? Because you manage to get to everything before everybody else arrives.
Very true.
And that's kind of the bonus. That's the only trade-off, I would say, when it comes to life yeah. about waking up and working those hours.
I agree. What's that person's name?
Anna.
So shout out to you, Anna. Thank you very much for listening from Scotland.
Yes. Oh, that was atrocious. Goodness. Okay. Moving on. The next one comes from Kathy. You guys talk about dreams a lot on the show. So what are the weirdest dreams you've ever had about each other?
Oh, Roz. favorite, most memorable dream you've had about anyone in this room?
I don't remember dreams.
Okay.
Oh.
Deepa.
I think I told you guys this one, and you guys were both really bored when I told
I'm
you.
I'm bored now. I'm okay.
I actually recently did have a dream.
Oh, God, here we go.
Yeah. Yes.
But we were doing the show. For some reason, I think we were doing the show like at my house, like in the backyard or in the kitchen,
yeah.
something like that. We were doing the show and we were just like running late, I think, because the equipment wasn't working. That's all I remember about the dream.
Okay, we don't need to do the dream thing every single day. Anyway, nobody wants to hear about your dream. Nobody wants to hear about your dream. Nobody wants to hear about anybody's dream. Catherine will have a full night's sleep.
Yeah.
We will wake up together in the morning. Mm-hmm. We will live a life in the morning. I'll sit down, have a coffee. She'll have a tea. We'll talk about our day. We'll do a little bit around the house. And then around 11:30, 12 o'clock, we got to get into the car to go and do something. She'll sit in, put her seatbelt on, start the car. I'll get in, sit down, put my seatbelt on, say, look at her and go, you ready to go? She'll look at me and go, let me tell you about this dream I had last night. Like, she traps me,
yeah.
right? Like,
you have nowhere to go.
You had six full hours of wake time to bust that line.
With so many distractions of where I could have ignored her, right? But she doesn't.
She's smart.
Oh, here we go.
She's smart.
So what do you do when she starts telling you about the story?
I'm telling her, I will literally say, uh-huh, great, cool, really? Wow, interesting.
In her mind, she's like, oh my God, he cares so much.
She knows.
So she's just trolling.
Yeah, and then she goes, oh my God. And then you got to hear this part. And it's literally somehow more boring than the five parts I just heard before that. Your dreams are only interesting to you.
Okay.
They are not interesting to anybody else.
So
I beg to differ.
Next.
Okay, next. This one says, hi, Roz and Mocha. Just have to tell you, I had ingrown toenail surgery today. Roz gets it. I have to say that listening to your podcast got me through the pain. Even my doctor asked me to take my headphones out to hear what I was listening to. Thank you for making me laugh each and every day.
Wow.
Kind of cool.
And I'm the ingrown toenail guy now.
Yeah, you really are.
That's a great reputation.
What is a surgery?
Yeah, that's my question. Like, how bad does it have to...
How bad does it get
that you need surgery?
Yeah, some people get ingrown toenails so badly that they actually require surgery. Some people just remove their toenails altogether.
Oh.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
What?
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah, I've known two people in my life that have just removed their toenails altogether.
Why?
Yeah.
Just because they ingrown so much?
Yeah, because they hurt so bad. Yeah, so they just remove them. They had them all taken off.
Okay, I'm going to do something really gross right now.
And I guess they're nice and smooth under. I don't know. I've lost a bunch of toenails.
I remember you were saying.
Oh, God.
And there was like a baby toenail growing under one of...
Yeah, I've lost three toenails this calendar year.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What are you doing to lose toenails? Or is this like a medical condition?
No, I'm just rough with my feet.
Because I wanted to know how bad it gets for you to have surgery for ingrown toenail.
Yeah.
So I just did a Google image search for ingrown toenail surgery.
No.
Don't do it.
Wait, should I do it? I'm going to do it.
Don't do it, Diva. Don't do it.
Ingrown toenail surgery.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't
Wait,
do it.
No, now you said it. Now I have to do it.
Okay, hit images now. But don't do it.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's not good.
Oh, my God.
Shem, are you doing it now?
Hell no. Are you kidding me?
Oh, no.
Right, it's so gross.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I told you. I had an ingrown toenail where the corner of it right here, because I hadn't clipped it in a while, the corner of it right there became sharp. And I didn't know because it was inside that little fold.
Yeah.
And as my toe grew, that little corner came up like a spike and came out the top of my toe. And I stubbed my foot one day and it poked through. It poked through the end. Yeah. Yeah. And then I had to go in and cut it out. Yeah, okay. It's not good.
That's so gross. Okay, one more.
Do you have a question about soup? Because I think that would be appropriate right now if we just started talking about soup.
That's so gross.
Well, lucky for you, Matt has a question about soup. No, just kidding. Anyone else feel like Deepa is going to replace Roz when one day he just mysteriously retires from the Roz and Mocha Show?
You can do whatever I want when I'm gone. Yeah. I don't care.
I don't know if I could fill Roz's shoes. Roz's.
No, yeah. No, if I just disappear one day, have at it. Like,
really?
If I just don't show up one day, then you'll know.
Deepa's on standby. Right?
Like,
have my phone on the ring and everything just waiting for that day.
What do I care?
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
Here we go. Got a lot of DMs to get through. Deepa is here. She's in charge of the DMs. She gets them. She reads them. And here we are today.
What do we got today, Deepa?
So the first comment comes from Caitlin. And she says, since Maury kept mentioning it, I started watching the show younger. I get why Maury likes it. A show about someone in their 40s pretending to be in their 20s. Seems like Maury's dream.
Wow. Yeah. I actually watched that show after Maury had said, I didn't watch every episode. Catherine's watching it. And I would just dip in every now and then.
Hillary Duff.
Hillary Duff. Yeah. Okay. Cause I love Hillary Duff. Uh-huh. Right. But the show is not like, it's not good. Like, it's not great.
I mean, let's keep in mind that I could pass much younger than Hillary Duff. Like I look,
but
younger.
Hillary Duff wasn't the one pretending to be younger though.
No, it was the other one that looked older.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I was watching that
How
show.
How old do you think you could pass for, Maury? Oh, realistically. And don't,
realistically?
Like, not as a goof. Yeah.
Because right 29. Now you're what? You just turned 50, right?
Okay, I'm trying to have a serious conversation,
oh,
man.
Oh, sorry, okay.
How old are you, Maury?
43.
Oh, and you think you could do what?
29.
Bruh. 29?
No, you can't! 29?
You think so?
No.
Absolutely.
No.
What makes you think that you could do 29?
I have an amazing beauty regimen.
No. But physically about you, like, what are the things
my
that you think?
My good facial skin.
My good facial skin. Like, you don't feel that you have wrinkles or anything like that? Or
no,
you don't,
because
you don't,
I moisturize every day.
But you don't feel that you have any sort of anything that ages you?
No,
right?
I have a good full head of hair.
Shut up, you ever seen what a 29-year-old looks like?
Yeah, this right here, me.
No chance, man.
I think you need new mirrors at home.
No chance.
Like, I could post a picture right now on my IG and say, how old do I look?
Yeah.
Bet you a lot of people would say under 30.
That's
a very far stretch.
Yeah.
I'll
say this, and this is a very interesting thing about Maury here, because when you asked Maury what age he could pass for, right, you could have easily said 30 more, and I might have given you 30. But
I was thinking that I wanted to go under 30.
Because here's the thing is that you think 30's too old.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, even 30 is too old.
But you're how old? You're 40.
You haven't been 30 in almost 15 years.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
So there are 15-year-olds that were, like, born when I was 30.
They're what?
Yeah.
Do you get it?
Yeah. But, yeah, sure. Yeah. That's how math works, right? Yeah, it's just simple math. Yeah, simple math. But no. I think maybe you could do 30. Definitely not 29.
Yeah. No.
Okay, next one here is from Juhee. Hi, Deepa. This is a question for all three of you, Roz and Mocha and Deepa. You all seem to have such great skin. Do you have a skincare routine? And if so, what is it?
I mean, my skin, my skincare.
Yeah,
come on,
why
please.
Did Maury get this question?
Nobody cares. Oh my God, are we going to sit here and listen to like the lineup of things that you put on your face, Maury? My skincare routine, I've said many, many times on this show, which is I have no skincare routine. I don't even use soap. Nothing, no no chemicals, no lotions, no soaps, no anything on my skin. And I haven't since I was about 18.
Wow.
Yeah. Nothing.
So when you're cleaning your face, is just water.
Just water. Okay. That's the only thing that I've and I wear television makeup, mm-hmm. right, in my day, and I don't even use wipes to take it off.
I can tell you how to look 29.
Deepa, skincare routine? Do you have
yeah,
one?
I do. Every morning and every night, I just put on a vitamin C serum because uh-huh. apparently that helps with like, I'm 25, I don't have to worry about wrinkles, but wrinkles it helps with and as well as like pigmentation on your skin, and that's it.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's it. Nothing else.
Yeah. All right.
What do you get your makeup off with?
Oh, wipes. Just regular makeup wipes, gotcha. But I don't do anything like severely special for it.
Okay. I'm going to sit down for this because Maury's got a laundry list. Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay. Go. Okay.
So for my forehead, I use CO Bigelow face cream.
Okay.
My forehead.
This is oddly specific.
You use something specifically for your forehead?
Yeah.
That sounds like a problematic forehead, man.
Yeah, you need a dermatologist, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, yeah.
My forehead is
CO
Bigelow face cream. Uh-huh. My whole face is Lush Skin Shangri-La.
Oh.
Under my eyes is Burt's Bees eye cream plus elderflower stuff from.
But what is the Shangri-La? Like, what is it that you're putting on your face?
It's just this tub of skin Shangri-La.
But what is skin Shangri-La?
I don't know what that is.
What it's called. It's from Lush. It's this brown cream that smells wonderful.
Okay.
Right? So I rub that all
I think
around.
That may be the first time anybody's ever said that. It's this brown cream that smells wonderful.
Hey, what do you have against brown?
Nothing.
It sounds gross.
Yeah, it sounds gross.
Here, put this brown cream on your face.
Yeah. This is beautiful brown cream that smells wonderful. Nobody's ever said that about that before.
So forehead cream, brown cream for your face.
Under eye cream from
Burt's
Bees.
Under eye cream, yeah. And what else?
Plus, under my eyes, I put elderflower cream.
Elderflower.
Hold on. So under your eyes, you have two sets of cream. Like you have one layer of cream, and then you put a next layer of cream,
and rub them both in.
Oh.
Okay. And then does that all just stay on, or do you wash it all off?
No, stays on.
Stays on.
Completely stays on. And at nighttime, I use what is it? That stuff that Jennifer Aniston promotes on the TV for anti-aging night mask.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you need a refund?
What
it doesn't work.
What do you use on your neck?
On my neck, I use the Skin Shangri-La, the brown cream.
And what about your ears? Anything?
There's nothing on my ears.
Oh, okay.
No, but I shave them.
Oh. Yeah. It's a whole thing with this guy, man.
That's a long list.
So hot.
It takes a village.
You're such a hot 29-year-old. Hit us up at the DMs. They are wide, wide, wide open. And these are the conversations that happen because of what you DM to us.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.